Okay. The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and future bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah. Yo, we got a very special episode 28 of Future Bachelor. Eric, say what's up, bro.
What's up?
Three co-hosts and a delivery producer. You know the kids love that shit.
I fucking love it.
I'm so hype right now.
Good job, man.
Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada. The basic bitches wear that shit so I don't even bother.
I put that on my family. Oakland City
represents.
It's so hard. I don't know.
That really sucks. Okay, if she wears a Blackhawks medallion in it, go Chicago Blackhawks.
Hurry up, I'm starving. Gnarly, radical. I'm a natty girl. See me at your college campus. Baggy full of Adderall. Call me if you need a boost. See them on the chicken heads. They don't ever lose. I'm in
the
kitchen.
I got
the stolen plates.
Serving all
I
the
really
beans.
Want to know where this crepe's
at.
We'll find it.
I'm hotter than the fridge.
Gucci, Gucci.
Is at
my leisure.
One big room full of bad bitches.
Here we go, guys. One more time. Let's go. You ready, V? You ready, E? Let's go.
And we start up like Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada. So we don't even bother. Yeah.
Yeah, guys. Welcome to episode 28 of Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And I'm Eric.
Whoa! Dude, shine to Eric. We
nice.
Have we
Eric's
have our.
Here.
I don't know if you guys remember from episode 18. Where's my son? Veronica was out of town and I needed a sub and a co-host. And Eric showed up and he actually
killed it.
Yeah, he killed it.
Oh,
so
thank
it's
you.
And he killed it because you shouted out me. So
oh yeah,
it was all around COVID. Like good combo.
Yeah, he was just the perfect guest co-host. I also want to give a shout out to our producer Dylan in the building.
Dylan,
say what's up to the people. How's it going,
what's
man?
What's up, everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, Dylan puts on his like little radio voice.
I know.
And then he
yeah.
goes on the mic.
That shit was sexy, man.
And I lose my mind. Like, I lose my mind.
Yeah. How's your week been, bro?
It's been good.
Yeah?
Yeah, been chilling.
Yeah, you have.
I don't know, man. I feel like when you gave me a new goal now.
What's that? Uh-oh, like, shoot. What do we got? What do we
I
got?
I feel like I got to get my radio voice up to size level.
Dude, you know what you have to
sounds
do?
Good
it's
over
almost
here.
Like you're just, you got to yell, but make sure that
it's
everyone
like
just,
yeah,
I just got to project. That's all yeah. it is. But like, I have a feeling that when you project, it's going to be like really loud. So just like, whenever
just
you want to pull that out, just give us like a little warning yeah. or something. Like, otherwise, I would be really
he's
scared.
He's got that deep like timbre to yeah. his voice. So, like if he actually like pushes it more.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, dude, totally. Definitely, I want you to get your voice out. So speak up, bro. What
yeah,
you
man. I'll work on that timbre.
Cool, cool. Eric, dude, another reason why we're actually having you on the podcast today is because you're
leaving
up
us.
And leaving
yeah.
us, which is
what
really freaking whack, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, literally that. It's actually, yeah.
And I'm really sad about it.
Hey, sorry, man.
So,
I'm going
yeah.
Fresh Prince, man. I'm going to the West Coast.
I know, he's going over to the West Coast, dude, and that's sick. I'm
well,
like
no,
really
yeah,
happy for you.
Good place to visit for us as friends.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been to San Fran yet, but I'm definitely
it's
wanting
gorge.
To go.
I so. Love it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? What's the plan?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's, so why are you moving?
I got a promotion, man.
Yay!
Yo, shout out to
hey!
Yeah. I'd like to thank V. Yeah. It's just like an inside joke.
It was. It's yeah. weird. It just happened.
Yeah. So essentially, you know, Eric has been one of like our core group of friends and the kickball team that
yeah,
we talk about
dude.
Weekly and stuff. So
Soto.
We well, thought we'd bring
maybe say
Soto.
The MVP. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you are a pretty good kickball
sure.
player. I'm not yeah. gonna lie.
Yeah. No, you were good.
I mean, our team was the name was Skies Out, Thighs Out.
Because
he would always have his thighs out from the beginning of the game. Everyone
always
would try
do,
to copy.
Man, yeah.
But yeah, I thought it'd be cool to bring you back for like a special like episode 28 where we brought all our hosts together, and this is the first time we've had four mics live on the podcast.
Four because Dylan.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you know, you guys were like counting. You're like Eric, Sigh, Veronica, who's for it?
Dude, there's a big team going on right now. I just shout out to Future Bachelor. Seriously, I like
I'd like to thank
Veronica. Yeah. So, you know, let's just get right into it, man. Right. How was our weekends? What did we do?
Okay, so we were all together for a disco party.
Okay, yeah, disco party.
At Taylor Marie's. Shout out to Taylor Marie.
That's the way. I like it.
We were having a ball.
Okay, the reason why I'm like singing and stuff right now is because today we're drinking White Claws in celebration of how many people
are. Yeah, we're drinking heavy.
Yeah, so cheers, guys. Cheers. I actually have really just for ourselves, this is really cool. Like, and people are going to be listening and stuff. We're having a moment right now, and you're a part of it. So, welcome.
Yeah, like, just like lean into the emotions that we're
crack a White Claw yourself.
Yeah. See, that's all you got to do.
It's the Southern woman's Four Loko.
Eric, going on the road. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were at a disco party. That was really fun, right, guys?
That was tons of fun.
Yeah, this is cool. What else did we do?
Yeah.
Eric drank.
Do you want to start with Friday?
Let's start with Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. My Friday was not as lit as your guys's. I was eating sushi with all my gal pals.
That's pretty cool. But
and I had sake. That was the littest I got.
Well, I went over to Georgia Beer Garden and I saw Eric and our homie Nikhil. Shout out to Nikhil.
Yeah, that's Nikhil. Yeah.
Speaking of Nikhil, we'll have another
story. We'll get more into Nikhil later.
But yeah, so I go over there and him and and you've met like some random person now at this point, and you guys are all going through the 24 taps they have at the beer garden.
And in the beer garden in Atlanta, so folks that listen to us in Atlanta, it's right in Edgewood, super great, has a ton of awesome beers that they rotate out the taps. So like but like a ton, it's all Georgia beer, a lot of beer.
It was like what did your
tap? We drank like
But the thing is, like, those are all different kinds of beer. So you're drinking like light beers sours, and heavy and IPAs, sours and like stouts. And like stouts.
But they're like
and
little
ambers.
Small like
yeah,
like a double shot.
5 ounces.
Okay, so you
and
did like
finished with
okay.
the full 12. So a normal beer is like 12.
What did you finish with though?
The last one was Scofflaw Basement IPA.
Okay, so that's an easy finish, but like that's a strong.
How much did you spend on the whole?
I've got an itemized receipt in my email, like in my inbox. It was $99.
Oh my god,
$99.
I tipped 30. I was so drunk. I tipped him $30. It was like $600.
Yeah, that's a good experience.
Same. Well, the funny thing was, I looked at Nikhil. I was like, "Oh, there's no way he out tipped me." And he was so drunk, he tipped $40.
Dude, he definitely out tipped you.
But Georgia Beer Garden. Always a good time. I've never had a bad time at Georgia Beer Garden.
I honestly like only drank two beers in the span of the time that you drank 24. So congratulations, man.
Thank you,
man.
Well,
and then
here.
And then Saturday was the disco party and that was lit, right?
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah,
cool. So
it was litty.
Yeah. I mean, what?
Nothing.
You guys
the outfits were crazy.
Yeah, I dressed up.
Good. You look good.
Thanks, I appreciate
it. I was wearing some bell bottoms. I was looking good. My mom told me I looked hot.
All right, cool. Yeah. At least your mom.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah.
Just like velvet everything.
My mom was like telling me that I would be taking like in Scarface, I'd be taking Michelle Pfeiffer's place. And that, you know,
she's calling you a Cubana.
Yeah, because I am. Mm. But like I don't look it because of my hair.
Okay.
And my complexion.
All right, I'm gonna chill on the air horn. I don't know why I'm clicking it. I just feel like three people here. I'll be like, all right, this
we're
air horn.
So
it's the air horn episode.
All right, do you have anything else to say?
I might call this episode
week?
Air horn.
Yeah.
Last week, what do we have?
No, good. No, do we want to just do the quick hits?
Oh, why don't we just get into some quick hits?
Best one.
Really?
Yes.
Thanks.
That was good. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I like that one.
Yeah, I've been trying to really nail that down. It's all about like knowing how long the actual wave file is.
It's timing, and I think your ear, your great ear.
I know how long I have to stop. I have to say it after I click the button. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, doom, doom.
It's taken a while.
Quick hits. Anything. Anyway, what do we got for some quick hits?
So first of all, first things first.
Okay.
Today, the day that we are recording, but a day before you will be listening to this, it is October 3rd.
Okay.
So it's Mean Girls Day.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Mean Girls. Yes. This is where I would probably drop an air horn, but I'm chilling for a second.
Yeah,
I was about to say, perfect shout out to Mean Girls.
Yo, Mean Girls. But I mean honestly, girls. It's like, if I show you guys my DVDs, I have 9 of them.
I have the Mean Girls DVD too.
It's just one of my favorite movies.
And it's perfect because, as you guys know, if you listen to us, we record on Wednesdays because we release on Thursdays. And Wednesday is an important day in Mean Girls world. You wear pink on Wednesdays. Yeah. Yep. You wear pink.
Yep.
I'm wearing pink.
Yeah, you kind of look like a mean girl right now.
I do. Yeah, I'm wearing like a polka dot skirt. Like I look very.
Are you gonna be nice today though?
Yes.
All right. Cool. I'm just joking. Yeah. See, she's already pinching my leg. I don't know why you're doing that. Oh man. Anyways, so that's cool. Mean Girls Day. Speaking of Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan. What is going on with her? Yo. Okay. So Dylan. We got Dylan again. Yo, Dylan. What happened with Lindsay Lohan this past weekend?
Oh, or what give was us, it? Like, our
when TV? Did this happen?
Yeah, I didn't read anything about it, but I just like I saw the Instagram live video. And then she's just like falling around these parents. And then she speaks, I don't know if it's Arabic. I don't know what
it is.
Nobody
knows.
It's a weird accent.
Yeah, she's doing it.
And then she, yeah, when
I won't
not,
leave you alone. You give back my children.
It was so gross to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's following these parents around. And then eventually she's, because she thinks that the parents are like kidnapping these children or something.
Yeah, dude, she thinks that, okay, she this? First thinks that they're like refugees. And then she's all like, oh my God, these parents, no, she didn't think they're like, they're going to traffic their children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, if you see the video, they don't look like the type of people who they're all laying in blankets. Like,
is there a reason why she thought that? Is there a reason?
Because she's crazy.
Well, obviously. But
I mean, I don't know the backstory. I don't know her.
But what ended up happening?
Well, I mean, towards the end of the video, you can see, I guess she went for one of the kids. She tried to grab them.
Yeah, she's all like, I'm not going to leave unless you, like, give me your children.
And yeah, and she got rocked. She got, like, punched in the face.
Oh, my God. Fatality. That's crazy, dude.
And not just a regular punch, like a Syrian refugee dad punch. Which is no joke.
Dad, like, get away from my children. Feel that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm fighting for my life, and now I got to fight your bitches?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Like, I got out of a war in Syria.
That's insane. Yikes. What was she doing over there? On vacation or something?
She was in Moscow. Okay. So she was in Moscow and like she approached this family of Syrians. I mean, like Moscow is like much like America.
She was trying to save the boys.
Yeah, she's like, you guys are refugees. I'm gonna save you.
That's so crazy. Anyways, we thought that Dylan brought that to my attention right before the show. Thank you, Dylan. I appreciate that. But yeah, what do we got next? We got Kanye on SNL.
Okay,
dude.
Kanye.
Shush.
So he was supposed to drop his album Yandy on Saturday.
Okay, and like there's a lot of funny memes going around with the like little video of like, oh, so you were supposed to drop music, but where is it? And he was like, well, you know, yeah, I didn't finish it. It's just like, he's like,
yeah, it got postponed till Black Friday.
Any like college kid who's like, blah, 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 this is why I don't have my paper.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know if he ever intended, like, he's just like kind of throwing like whenever.
He's going, if you saw the other performances on there too, he dressed up like a glass of Perrier.
Yeah, and Lil Pump was dressed as a Fiji water bottle.
I don't know why it's not that weird on Lil Pump, but to see Kanye like
that. Yeah, for real. I was about to say, I'm like, this looks right for Lil Pump. Yeah,
it's still pretty weird. It was like a Fiji
like,
water
weird,
bottle.
It's weird, but like, Lil Pump makes it. Yeah. His.
Yeah.
Were they like cursing during the performance when they shouldn't have been? They're like letting it slit up a few times.
I think they did. Ooh, they might have.
It was hard for me to watch the whole thing.
Which one? Are you talking about the
yeah, like,
I Love It song?
I love it. The song that we purposely did not put as a slapper, even though it's on our playlist.
That and also like I was always wondering how you would edit it for
SNL.
Yeah,
because it's literally the entire
song. You're such
a
freaky girl. I love it. And that's like such a weird replacement to see on TV and they're just smiling because they know what they're actually trying to say.
Well, like in his
and
entire...
then
his
verse is so vulgar. Like, so he's like, I'm buy you a big truck. Get you that nip tuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly what he was doing. I was like, how is he? And he was actually pretty good at doing that. I was pretty impressed how he was, like, editing himself for
that. I think that actually was edited out, though, because I saw, like, the original stream version, and they actually were cursing, like, a whole
bunch. Oh, wow. Oh, interesting. Nice. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, that
then.
Makes more sense. And I kind of...
I'm sure they could do that.
It would be better on Kanye if he had just written a radio safe verse.
Yeah.
Think about, like, with funny stuff in it, think about how good that would be.
Lana Del Rey performed at his wedding.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So.
Yeah, the
sorry,
pro
I just
Trump.
Randomly said that, yeah, but I was just shocked.
Okay, Trump yeah, he was shocked. Okay, so Kanye, okay, when he was on SNL, he did like his whole thing. He went on a whole like Trump rant.
Yeah, wearing a MAGA hat too.
Wearing a MAGA hat, went on this whole thing, and we all thought we were over the whole like Kanye supporting Trump. We were like, maybe he like forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No,
he didn't at all.
He did it.
He went like deep conspiracy on it too.
Yeah, he like went like yeah he which is like.
There's so much Kanye news in just the last. It hasn't even been a week since it hasn't like, even Kanye a week. News started.
This yeah. like literally was like it's like 4 days.
Yeah.
And but so Lana Del Rey, one of the performers at him and Kim's wedding, like replied to his Instagram post with him in the MAGA hat being like whatever. I don't even care what
read
he
it.
Said. So Lana Del Rey said, Trump becoming our president was a loss for the country, but your support of him is a loss for the culture, which I don't know if Lana Del Rey, a white woman, can really say the culture in that sense, but
I don't know. She's pretty down, dude. Her songs
she's,
are
she's lit. Down as hell. But I can only assume you relate to his personality on some level. Delusions of grandeur, extreme issues with narcissism. None of which would be a talking point if you weren't speaking about the man leading your country. If you think it's all right to support someone who believes it's okay to grab a woman by the pussy, yeah,
get him.
Just because he's famous, then you need an intervention as much as he does. Something so many narcissists will never get because there just isn't enough help for the issue. Ooh, so she threw in some like mental health shit. Okay, yeah.
Who
does
she? What rapper did she used to date, or was it ASAP Rocky or something?
I think
like that?
So. Message yeah. sent with concern that will never be addressed. Damn.
Yeah, Lana Damn. Del Rey. I love her music.
Lana. Lana is like okay, and like people make fun of Lana because they're like, oh, she's like ditzy and she's always on drugs, but like. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. What else we got on it?
Okay, so he didn't. We put it in blah 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 blah. Oh, and so Nylon, a magazine that mm-hmm. I follow, it's like a very alternative, like hip magazine. They put out a post of Britney Spears, an old throwback picture of Britney Spears on a shirt that says "Dump Him," and they said like blah blah the mood for today, like also like psst at. Kim Kardashian oh, West. No. I was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
That's shady for like a media company to be doing. Well, be throwing no, out dude. There.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like Kim is going to hold on to Kanye.
I mean,
until like she
okay,
starts losing
she,
money.
But like, she, yeah.
Is she losing money because of Kanye?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so, no, I think not yet. He, not yet, but like, think she might soon.
I mean, look, she just promoted the album dropping on Black Friday.
Yeah.
It's like came from her Twitter account.
I mean, anytime so. Yeah. those two do anything, though, it's huge. Like,
no, that's the thing. Like, she has. She knows that she can
this
reach...
This guy's just trolling the world.
She can, like,
yeah. going
reach her captive audience better than he can reach his.
Yeah.
Regardless, those guys are a force to be reckoned with. Amen. They're, like, the incredible two powerful people, like, in entertainment and media, and it's just, like... It's just crazy how they can manipulate the masses and just have everyone's attention.
It's
almost incredible that we can have a podcast and talk about it. And I'm actually like truly
like,
interested in
like,
it.
Talking like talking about yeah. the fact that we're like a main person, like a main family that we talk about a lot is like they're famous because one of like their father dead, like was on the trial for it was like one of the lawyers for OJ. But that's like not even the main reason why they're famous. They're famous because like Kim released a sex tape.
Yeah, I mean, it
like,
all...
Wow, that's the world we live in. That, like, people have a whole show for 10 years.
That's a long
crazy.
Time.
It's,
that's
like, crazy
Seinfeld
how, like,
and
that,
I
like,
watch
for
it.
All her sisters and her mom and Kanye.
Yeah.
And, like, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, and then, like, all the, like, yeah, all the step-siblings, all the
Brody
everything.
Jenner.
Ugh.
Everything, dude. Like, it's
Jenner.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all calculated. It's like
Game
of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, no, they're extremely...
Game of Thrones.
I was going to say, if he was really a big Trump supporter, I feel like he'd say more.
Yeah.
For these tiny little...
Yeah, he does. He just does, like, you know, singular rants here and there to get enough people, like, angry and saying shit, and I'm kind of like...
Well, speaking of him putting on the MAGA hat, Trump actually, I mean, you guys are hearing this on Thursday, but today he sent a text to Americans. I didn't get it.
I felt special.
I got rid of it in my notifications, alert. But it was like, remember when they did the whole alert that it was actually a mistake? It was supposed to be just like a practice, but it was like for, it said like missile hitting Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then that's like what it was. It was like one of those like Amber Alert, like evil phones, like all the phones. Like
what do you think is behind
there
that?
There is storm sirens. Did y'all not hear those storm sirens?
No.
We had emergency like.
Oh, the evacuation. Yeah, you guys at your building had the emergency evacuation.
Yeah.
Like the, yeah.
Really?
It's weird that they would do that on the same day.
I was in Ponce, and like everybody...
I don't know, my conspiracy side of my head is down.
Yeah. Like, Simon looked at each other like...
Got real Illuminati-ish, like real...
Like, her eyes just both got like...
They were like, what's going on right now? Like, some weird FEMA setup event, like...
Yeah, we were already making Scooby-Doo jokes earlier. It's like, we're like, who do we have to unmask?
Sorry, that was my Tim Allen. You know Home Improvement?
Now I know Home Improvement.
Anyway.
Oh, he always does like
I'm
the,
like Wilson.
Yeah, can't see.
He did a movie where he became a dog.
Yeah.
Tim Allen. I forget exactly what it's called, but
you see where he becomes a Santa Claus.
Yeah. I've seen all three.
I was like, I was in love with one of the elves at one point.
Oh my god. Anyways, there's gonna be a tribute concert for Mac Miller coming up, set for Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. So a whole bunch of awesome artists are going to be performing, and it's going to be benefiting his new, the Mac Miller Circle Fund that they have, for him. And, it's going to be on Halloween in LA. Like, I like low key. I'm like, what if I went?
Yeah. I'm doing a road trip out there, like, at the same time. So,
well, I mean, like, who's going to be performing at it?
Okay. So, performers are like Anderson .Paak, Chance the Rapper.
Nice.
My babe. Chance. Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah, Earl's John been Mayer, too.
Miguel. Schoolboy Q, SZA. She's like the first song on our playlist.
Yep.
Travis Scott, Ty Dolla $ign, Vince Staples.
Wow.
A whole bunch of different folks.
It's an awesome lineup.
It's a crazy lineup. A
whole bunch of different folks. That's why I'm like, yeah. Okay, yeah, Eric, if you're going to be road tripping.
I might just do it.
If you don't fucking go.
Where is it?
That's probably already sold out.
Where'd you say it is?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's at Greek Theater in L.A.
Oh. No, you're not going to L.A., are you?
I could go through on the way up.
Hey!
On the way up, yeah, on the way up.
That's potentially sick, dude. We'll see.
My
first is the 5th of November, so.
Guys, there was some Cardi news coming out of this last week.
Oh, my God. So, Cardi B, our queen.
I honestly just want to get through this news because I don't really understand what happened. And I don't even want to talk about it that much.
Okay, ooh. Wow. Yikes.
I know she was throwing hookahs.
She was throwing hookahs. She was throwing... Okay, Cardi B's on this thing where she, like, throws stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like shoes?
Wow, I just, like, self-censored.
What?
She throws stuff while she... shoes or, like, whatever. And she was, like... in this fight in a strip club,
mm-hmm.
which like is her, it's like her home. So like, come on, girl.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Don't
so,
trash
but,
your home.
But like, she's like a, I guess, would this make her a good mom for turning herself in?
You could take the girl out of the strip club.
But you can't.
She can't take the strip club out of the girl?
I don't think so.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes. Okay, next one, quick one. So Billy Baldwin, the uncle to Haley Baldwin, who's getting married
this
to
one's my favorite,
Justin Bieber, is like raffling off a chance to be his date to the wedding.
No way.
He has a happy wife. Maybe his wife is all like, I don't want to be a part of this circus. You can find another date. Do whatever you want. I don't care. And so like he's raffling off his chance to be like, do I go just to be a part of?
If I won the lottery,
I'm sure the raffle is like a bajillion fucking dollars, so I can't even enter.
I mean, is it going to charity or?
I don't.
But
I,
how relevant is Billy Baldwin? Like, how much do you want to pay for a date with Billy
like,
Baldwin?
I was like, Billy
Baldwin.
All the Baldwin older men kind of look creepy to me. Oof. They seem kind of,
I don't know, Alec,
skeevy.
Alec still gets it.
He still gets it. He does. Yikes. But yikes. But yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't complain when you do it. I don't know why.
No.
I did the whole clown thing before, and you're like, "Hey, no, don't do
that."
No,
because you just kept.
And you did it. And you're like,
no, you just kept doing it. I think it's like because.
No,
the
I did
frequency.
It like once, and he freaked out.
No, it was
just
a slurping sound that I
see how it is.
What about?
I see how it is. It's all good. No worry.
Okay. Do we even care about Elon Musk?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Okay,
I mean,
so he stepped.
Let's
out
talk
from
about
the
like. All right, so everyone knows that he actually stepped down already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think for at least 3 years or something.
Yeah, holy like they have cow. Like a whole thing because like he almost like ran the company into the ground.
He said he's gonna take it private at like.
And then didn't, and then did, and then
but
didn't.
But yeah, and he said like a specific number of value.
Do you think like the Joe Rogan interview like set him like for some tailspin?
Oh, with the big doobie?
Yeah.
I mean, not just that, like the whole thing. Like he was like getting text messages
no,
he while
was, he
was
I
on the show.
I think he was already on a tailspin at that point.
Yeah, the best part is he didn't even inhale.
I think he liked being a rock star. He was like a weird nerd, like mm-hmm. like. Starting to appreciate being a rock.
Yeah, he was all like, I make these awesome cars that rappers like, so maybe I should like act like all
well,
rappers.
Well, he asked him on the interview.
Think
he's
rappers like Teslas. Like,
no, they do. They rap a lot of Teslas. I like literally listen
cool
to
car.
A whole
everyone likes Teslas. They're like the
who
DeLorean
like
of our generation.
Yeah.
You know but what I'm saying? Like, they're going to look thing, back man. One day. Like, literally, that's almost going to be, like, the DeLorean of our day. Like, one day you're going to see, like, the remake of Back to the Future, and it's going to be starring a Tesla.
Tesla. Oh, dude, you know I love Teslas.
You know I love Back to the Future. So,
yeah, so and we're here. and so we're making this movie?
Yeah. I think we just did a screenplay right here.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Hang on, let me...
He'll be back, though. He'll
guys,
sure be
big week for our homie Lil Wayne.
Okay, yeah. Big week for rap music.
Yeah,
so sure. Lil Wayne dropped Carter 5.
Yes.
Code of Flat.
And then...
Actually, hold on. We'll get back to that in a little bit.
But. Yeah, we will. And then Logic dropped...
Young Sinatra 4.
4. I was about to say 4. I was like making sure I had like the...
Or IV, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't listened to the Logic album yet.
It's good.
Dylan, really you heard good. It?
It's a little bit more...
I have not. Okay. I haven't heard the
so he did the yet. First two... Yeah, it's based off of his mixtapes. His early mixtape were like Young Sinatra.
So that's the thing,
two,
yeah. And he like in,
three,
yeah.
And that was before he had signed a record deal, but he hadn't released any records. So
I was about to say because I was like looking through his Spotify catalog. I'm like, where are the original Young Sinatras?
Those are deep cuts. I mean, you get them for free, but
yeah,
and they're good. It's
I
like
just never really
hip-hop.
Listened to any. Logic? I don't know why. I'm not buying into the Logic. Hey,
well, okay, I liked old Logic.
Old Logic.
Logic on stage, awful stage presence because he thinks he's like big shit. He thinks
I know
like,
that's the impression
he is
I
big
give.
Shit though. Have
I
you
mean,
seen the
is,
numbers he puts up?
He is, but like he acts like
people
should
thought
be
he
acting,
was gonna beat Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but people
but
act.
Didn't.
People act like they. He should be. He thinks that people should be acting a certain
oh,
way
he's
at
like
his shows.
26, 20, 28.
Yeah, he's young. He's young because he broke up with his. Well, him and his wife got separated. Him and his wife have been together since they were like 22.
Yeah.
The second he got like popping, he was like.
He started getting jacked too. But he's a lot bigger.
Yeah,
than
he's like today. He's like doing that Drake thing. You know how like Drake was like, "Hang on, let me get jacked."
Yeah.
That's what Logic.
Drake
doing.
Is not jacked.
Yes, he is. Have you seen Drake?
He's kind of jacked. He wears a lot of big
Do you
jackets.
Remember like what Drake used to look like as Wheelchair Jimmy?
As a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say Drake's kind of jacked.
Okay.
But you should listen to the Logic album if you like hip hop.
Well, it's there good. Was that Wu-Tang album or a Wu-Tang song.
Yeah, he's got an 8-minute Wu-Tang song
okay,
with
so,
all living members.
So Lil Wayne's album has like 24 songs.
Yeah.
And Logic album has like 13 songs, but their length in like time is about the same because Logic songs are like 6 minutes, 8 minutes, five minutes.
And he's spitting really
so,
hard
oh my
on
God,
a lot of them.
So fast. Like he is.
He's got a song called 100 Miles and Running. And
so
at the
good.
End, it's like scat
so
music.
So good.
But he's he's actually saying words, but it's like.
He's just like, he's honestly, I feel like he's really underrated in his actual like lyricism game.
Yeah.
Are you guys like in his fan club or?
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, I've been listening to him since I was like 18.
I got a Young Sinatra tattoo this week.
Are you guys serious? Like, no, you think Logic is the future?
I don't think
Logic's. I think
Logic's
this is
good.
What
he's
Logic
like a
came
different,
up on. I think it's great.
Logic is like a different kind of rap.
All right, I don't want to be a Logic hater, so I will listen to it.
You gotta listen. You can. If you hate it still, then that's fine. But you gotta listen. You know, like I feel like moms
I gotta
always
start
are
with
like
that Wu-Tang song.
Like moms are always like, you gotta try it before you say you hate it. Like when it comes to broccoli and shit, that's how it is with
this
music.
Okay.
Anyways,
Why don't we just get into
Let's
our main
get into
topic?
Our main topic.
What is this?
So. It's the fall, and we talked last week on...
It's cuffing season.
It's hot outside, though. It's like kind of fall.
Okay, I've been like trying to put on clothes that like make me feel like it's fall, and then I'm like, I'm sweating. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
But so we said it was cuffing season, and like during the fall, there's a lot of like very cutesy fall date things. Like you go to a pumpkin patch, you go apple picking. Yeah.
Hayride.
You go on a hayride.
Go through a little corn maze.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to Starbucks, get a pumpkin
and
spice
snuggle
latte.
Snuggle up and watch scary movies. So.
Don't even get me started on couples Halloween costumes.
God. We're like, fuck.
Guys, we sound pathetic.
Yes, I love the like the abstinence from the sound effects that you just did.
There you go.
Okay, but Sai told us yesterday, Sai and I were with our coworkers carving pumpkins, and he said that he's never really carved a pumpkin before. And I said, what?
It's not that weird, I don't think. I just like I don't like doing things sometimes, like you know.
But he said, but part of the reason was like because you're like, oh, I've just never, it's never been like a thing for me to do.
Yeah.
With like a girlfriend or something. And I was like, okay.
No, I feel like it's like something you would do with like a significant other or like a friend that's like the opposite sex or something, right?
As a guy, I'm saying if you're in a relationship
It's not like girls I get with my homies and I'm like, oh, let's carve this shit.
Girls love the fall. We like love.
No, I could definitely see girls getting together and carving pumpkins together. Girls, but yeah. That's something I would love to do with you.
If I showed up with a pumpkin.
Yo, two pumpkins. Like, you're like, dude, but like, okay, I brought these.
But our friend Alex gets together with all of his friends and they carve pumpkin. Shaggy. Alex.
Are you talking about us yesterday?
Yeah, no, Alex gets together with like all of his friends and like they carve pumpkins.
No. That's cool. I'm not.
No, we're not saying that you're hating. I'm not hating.
I'm just saying that like I haven't done that. And like, I in my mind, it's like something you would do with like a girl like or a couple. Yeah.
There's so much stuff in the month of October and November that you would do if you had.
It's cuffing season, dude. Yeah. Like, that's an extension of cuffing season.
As a single person, you're not doing. I'm not going to a haunted house. Oh. I'm not going to
not even with a group of friends.
Oh yeah, you don't want to go see a scary movie because they're like, oh, and they
scary movies for dudes are definitely like, okay, how can I get a girl grabbing on me? Like that's for sure. No, I had like guys I
figured out the system.
Yeah, I had guys I dated in high school there. I was like, I want to watch a scary movie with you. I'm like, I'm not gonna Yeah,
that's a weird pickup line.
One of my first dates in seventh grade, scary movie.
Yeah,
it worked out.
Oh, little E was a
scared,
freak,
but I just had that cool with
little V or little E was a freak.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, guess where we got the movie?
That was little E.
We rented the movie from friends. Blockbuster. That's how old.
But did your and your parents had to pick you up, bring you to Blockbuster?
Oh, her mom did, and then we went and watched it in the basement.
Oh, like I love the basement. With the lights on or off?
Lights off.
Wow! Dude, you freak.
And I did not know how to kiss.
Oh.
I figured it out.
Yeah. Just use your mouth. But yeah, so speaking of which, what else were we talking about? All right, so like, I thought that it was like a couples thing.
Yeah.
And you were like, that's weird. I don't think that's weird.
But like,
I think
okay, that's a but there's
thing.
Another like thing.
That's like, you know, going
other
and
things
doing
that
like
you
wine
do,
and
like,
and
yeah, when you date like people, paint. Like I have dated people that like really love movies and I like movies, but like I don't actively go to the theaters that much.
Mm-hmm.
And but like when I dated people that like loved movies, I'd be seeing a movie like almost every week.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen a movie in like a month and a half or two.
Well, I honestly think that's part of the fact that we live in the future and we can watch everything on our big screen TVs and like in the comfort of our homes.
True.
Good point.
It's really expensive to go to the movie theaters and it's a terrible place to go
movie
on a
passes,
date with...
And movie pass is like dying. So like it's not even, that's not even a viable way to do it anymore.
Well, we're talking about how like it's a terrible first date, but it's actually a first terrible couple first dates. Like
you can't talk to each other, so you can't learn anything about each other. Like it's not, so you just like sit there and you're like, what do I do?
Yeah, first three dates, don't get wings and don't go to the movies.
Okay, no, I refute the wings thing. My friend and I always say how first date should be ribs because nobody can look cute eating ribs.
Good point.
So it's like you're even playing ground. You're just going to eat ribs and you're going to just be
dirty
gross.
Dirty faces, yeah.
I don't know. I'm weird sometimes. Like, sometimes I could catch a girl with, like, something in her teeth and it just, like, completely turns me off for the rest of your life.
See,
like, you know what I'm saying? Is that
I'm
weird?
Like, but I'm like, I like.
I mean,
it's not like my girlfriend
this is
or anything.
What I would do. I would be like, hey, you got something in your teeth. And then
I do that. I do that. But something in my head, like, has that picture in my head. And, like, I'm like.
Okay, I get that from you.
Yeah.
I'm like someone who's like, I like someone to be like.
It's not like completely.
You should see me eat chicken wings. It looks like I took a bath.
I don't give a frick about my friends. I'm talking about like a girl. Like,
I
like.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to censor myself.
I don't give a frick.
Frig you.
I frick him. Love you.
Love
yeah.
No, but like, yeah, I think it's funny. Or like the whole thing, like you're not supposed to eat spaghetti on a first date, like with pasta sauce and stuff like that. Ooh, did you hear that, Chicago?
Pasta sauce.
Did you hear that, Chicago?
Pasta sauce.
Wow, yikes.
Yeah, but I feel like if I went on a date, I would try to be so clean.
Yeah,
that's one
I've
of
been
the
on dates
of-
to like Italian places that I purposely picked out because I was like, I want to see what you'll do.
Yeah.
How do you eat?
Actually,
like,
that was what
like,
the that was the episode of Girls Gotta Eat that I was listening to. She was like, yeah, I was just talking to this guy and then all of a sudden I just like called the cab like,
yeah.
Like and then just got in it and took off and if this guy likes me he's gonna find me.
Yes! Yes!
I was like, whoa, there's no cabs around here like that though.
Yeah. I know, so that yeah, they're in New York so like they get to do that kind of stuff and so it's like
all right, well we're also talking about first dates and you know, I think it's kind of crazy because there's like just getting to know somebody and stuff. Like, how do you get past? How are you supposed to find the right one? Like, seriously.
Oof, yikes. I mean, like, that takes time. Yeah, that takes time.
I mean, what's the first step?
To finding the right one. I feel like you can't, like, say that you, like, I don't know if you can, like, actively go out and look.
Is there anything
you
can do?
Oh, I think similar interests for me. Yes. So if you do stuff you're really into and you meet people while you do that.
Or, like, similar lifestyles. Like, even though, like, people always say, like, opposites attract, I think in, like, some senses, like, I feel like some extroverts and some introverts can really work together, or, like, some whatever and whatever can work together. But, like, when it comes down to it, you can't, like, put someone who, like, their lifestyle and their, like, life, like, preferences are, like, so different from somebody else's life preferences.
Yeah. There's got to be a certain amount of things you can do together.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a checklist? Is there supposed to be a checklist?
What's your favorite thing to do?
Me?
Yeah. Si.
Me personally?
Yeah, babe.
I'll tell you where to find your soulmate.
Honestly, like, I would love to be able to just go to comedy shows all the time. Like, all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, go to more comedy shows, man.
Yeah, and then find some ladies. Because I would always go to, like, comedy shows with my lady friends, like, when I first moved to Atlanta.
And, like, Juan, do you think there's single girls at comedy shows?
Yes.
I did an improv jam on Monday, talking to people. I mean, I'm not, like, looking to date anybody, but... Like, you just meet people, you start talking to them, you connect.
Dude, you're just making me really sad right now because, like, I wanted to do these improv jams with you, and now you're about to leave in 2 weeks. Like,
yeah.
Now I got to do them by myself.
You would be good.
Like you're doing right now.
Just take a picture of me in your wallet.
Can you introduce me or something? Like, can you bring me to, like, one of these weeks?
Yeah, on next Monday, I'm tied up doing something.
Oh, you're not going?
I'm not going to that one. We can go to some comedy shows this weekend.
No, comedy shows, of course, but I want to, like... I want to get in that improv scene like you were talking about.
Yeah, take,
like,
a class, man.
I know. All right, I'll get it.
You'd be good. You'd be good.
I'm going to try it.
You're going to find me.
I mean, if you
man.
Can, I feel like if you can freestyle
It's just like
rap,
this guy, I wanted to make, like, shows and stuff. Like, I'm getting real sentimental right now about this. This is why we have this podcast.
Yeah, we're getting really senti because Eric is leaving us.
You can text me ideas and I'll just, I'll give
you
a thumbs up,
I guess
up,
we can, like,
down.
FaceTime.
Yeah, it'll
stuff.
Just,
it's just
it'll
not the
just
same.
Be, like, the little reaction on the text. It'll just be like that. And you'll be like, get it, Eric.
Yeah. Dylan, how are we doing, man? The three mic podcast, 5-4 mic podcast?
The three amigos.
Dylan, how sad are you that I'm leaving? Because we...
Oh, I am just... Yeah.
He's torn up.
Known each
just
other.
Dylan, do you want a White Claw?
A White Claw?
Yeah.
What flavor?
I'll take one. Okay.
Yeah, what flavor do you want, babe?
Actually, what flavor?
I think this is a good time
left.
To do a commercial for White
Claw.
Oh, you
get the lime.
That's good. I
know, but we can't because we're not actually, we're not going to make money. That's like copyright problems.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well.
Someone who deals with that every day.
So what is your, like, plans, like, as far as, like, when you get to San Fran, dude? Like,
San Fran.
Like, what is your, like, first things you want
to
do?
First things I want to do. I'll go to an improv jam for sure.
Yeah.
Because every little town's got a comedy community.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah.
Go do that.
Dude, I have a feeling that, like, just do that and I'll see you at the top, dude.
See,
like,
at the top,
dude. I'm gonna, like, we're gonna do this podcast in a couple years,
like,
and, like, Eric is like, yo,
and I'll just snuck
I just
up
like,
there,
no,
I'm
like, we're gonna be like, and we're calling our friend Eric, who's a big comedian.
Yeah, he's like Chris D'Elia and shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
dude.
A
former SNL cast member walked in my store named Sashir Zameda.
Oh my god,
for 3 years,
the black
guy,
and
I got starstruck. So I don't know if I can handle.
Like, here in Atlanta?
Yeah, and I was like...
Wait, here in Atlanta?
Here in Atlanta.
When?
They were here for
I'm sure
Red
Cry
Comedy
Atlanta.
Festival, yeah.
Holy hell.
Yeah, and so they had just flown in, and they were in their shop, and she was wearing a hat, and I was like, went over, and I was like, he was looking at something. I was like, oh, I thought that was you, and I was like, oh, I'm a big fan. And I was like, can I help you with anything? Talking to her boyfriend. And then I helped him. I was like, sorry, I just got real starstruck. And I did not nail it. And they did not buy anything.
Well, work on that, Eric. Ooh, like, that's just like whack as
See,
hell.
That's, I wasn't saying, like, did you make the sale?
I was like, yeah.
And
like,
you
what
did
it? You... I know. Well, I wasn't trying to be thirsty and be like, oh, I like comedy, like, and make it feel like I was trying to get something out of her.
Ew.
Did anyone else recognize her?
No.
Dude, she's
it was a deep cut. Yeah.
Honestly,
she's
I feel
pretty,
like they did her kind of dirty.
They did
SNL.
Her real dirty on SNL, dude.
They didn't even give her, like, a goodbye or something, right?
Yeah, they didn't really give her a goodbye.
Yeah.
She never really found her spot in the show where she was like,
dude,
driving.
I thought she was better on the show than some of the other cast members on there. Like,
she's super funny, super strange.
There's one that I never see on any of the skits, but she must be a crazy writer or something.
Yeah.
I thought it was because
Melissa Villaseñor.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's got
God.
Funny. Yeah, she's got some really funny skits
on SNL.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
I've
they
never
sneak in near the end sometimes because I watch every episode.
Like, name one.
She did one where it was like, and then they were doing like some animated thing and they're doing the voices, but instead of paying for the people, they just did impressions of them. And she's really good impressionist. Yeah. Like, she does everything.
See, that,
from, like,
I feel like SNL has been like really trying to find their groove of like, who can we do who's good at impressions? Like, when they had Jay Farrow, they're like, we're going to use Jay Farrow for all of his impressions. Yeah. Let's go.
Dude, and I was
like, they just
so
like, yeah, but they dropped him the second Obama, like, left office. That's like kind of crazy. Like,
yeah, was
and he
like,
still had like all those characters. Like, Will Smith would be they're probably kicking themselves in the ass right now that they
don't
have Jay Farrow.
Will Smith is
Will
right
Smith
now?
Came back and they did not expect that problem.
His YouTube
I also have we brought that idea up right now, dude. SNL is probably they're kicking like I bet you if we see Jay Farrow on, I'm surprised we not haven't seen Jay Farrow on this season.
Yeah,
like,
well,
if
he's
they
got
paid
a
little
extra. Show now.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, he has his own thing.
There's no way he can go back, but if he did.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing because there's like.
They can just use Chris Redd for it now. They got a.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not Will Smith. They did do a Will
Smith.
Okay,
who do they have for ladies
they did do
on
a Will
the
Smith
cast
impression,
right now?
Fresh
I feel
Prince
like...
with him.
Yeah, he did. He did a whole video of kind of like the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, but
Chris Redd's funny.
Jay Farrell is. Will Smith was so perfect.
Yeah.
It's so
perfect.
Good. So, yeah. I don't know. Like, right now, I've been really into Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just Netflix shows.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, I've known of Norm MacDonald, like, most of my life. But, like, for some reason, right now, I've just started understanding his humor.
Yeah.
And
no, like, that's a thing. I feel like there's
a
lot
like
of comedians
it's been
that I've always been
than
like,
me. More mature.
Ha-ha, and then I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, no, like, I feel like I just got him recently. So he just got a new Netflix special, and it's just called the Norm MacDonald has a show or something like that. And the first episode was David Spade, and it got me. It was so funny. But his last episode was with Michael Lorn.
Yeah, or Lorne Michaels.
Yeah.
Must know.
Yeah.
He doesn't do many interviews.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, obviously, it's not even that great of an interview. It's just funny to see, like, the little, like, side of, like, Michael Lorn, how he's, like, just like, yo, is this your show? Like, he's like, hold on a second. Like, he's like, and...
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Everybody's
man.
Always like, is this actually, you're going to cut this, right?
Well, Michael Lorn is such a big, huge person in comedy. And it's weird. Like, unless you're like a big fan of comedy, you might not know that. Michael Lorn is the creator or he's the guy that started Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And
43 years ago.
If you imagine all the careers that have come out of that show.
Yeah.
And then, but the Norm MacDonald show is interesting because there's like, he has guests like Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
And Chevy Chase is like,
was the
original face of Saturday Night Live back in the day.
He was so good. Oh,
OG,
guys.
Yeah.
I love
Chevy
Chase.
With Bill Murray, like.
He was in the.
We're going on a little comedy tip right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on some comedy
talking,
porn right
guys,
now.
Guys, we were like talking about dates, and then he said favorite, like best date would be comedy show, and now we've been like comedy.
Thanks for tying it together, because I was like,
that,
how did we get here?
Then don't worry, I always
a sign
know
you need
the
to just go to comedy shows and start meeting girls. At
yeah,
comedy
me and
shows.
Ladies. I'm telling you,
meet some funny girls.
Single ladies are always at. They are, because single ladies
like
go...
to laugh. They like to laugh.
No, yeah. Single ladies like to go out to shows with their gal pals.
Everyone loves to laugh. That's
they
the best
do,
part about
but
it.
But like girls always, I'm going to be real, all straight women are looking for a guy that has a good sense of humor.
There you go.
And that good sense of humor could be like to their taste.
Where can I find a sense of humor?
Well, at maybe Toys R Us.
Yeah.
If they come back.
We're coming back. Funny enough.
No, I heard. I forgot. No, they got the Halloween costume stores now taking over the Toys R Us for the season. That's what they're like. They waste no time. They're just like roaches. Those Halloween stores that pop up.
Those Halloween stores are. And those Halloween stores like get you for everything. Those Halloween stores are like, here, pay us $80 for this like plastic costume.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can order them online now.
I was like, I wanted some Halloween sounds.
Woo! What? Wait.
Oh my God,
okay,
wait.
Surprise Halloween episode.
Wait a second. Okay, Little Wayne dropped something by fire. It's called Dedicate. We're talking about our slapper of the week. Yay!
What a transition.
That was a crazy segue,
but I did it.
Killed it, babe.
Why don't we talk about what happened this week in the life of Little Wayne? What do you guys think about Carter Five? We know Eric didn't listen to it.
I listened to this song a little bit earlier.
Yikes. I listened to it. Okay, it's more emotional than a lot of Lil Wayne albums.
I don't know. I really love her slapper.
Really fucking
I used to love Lil Wayne so much too. Like,
okay, but
as a teenager.
So did like Lil.
Me too. Lil Wayne was
did like the Carter Four like ruin you on
a
it?
A little bit. There's only one song that I really like.
What is
the
one that
they,
is it Carter Two or Carter Three that everyone's
Carter
like,
Three was
Carter
nasty.
Three is like yeah. fucking lit.
Carter Two's got Hustler Music.
Is there
huge.
Any more White Claws for out here?
No, that's all we got.
Damn.
That's all she wrote. Yeah. That's all she wrote.
Yo, guys, we need less people on the podcast, I guess, huh?
No, we're not. Don't give us. Oh, my God. Dylan is trying to. No,
yeah,
Dylan.
Get out of me,
no.
Dylan.
Dylan, don't.
He's got to drive home. This is my home. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
This is my home.
I'm home. Thanks, Dylan.
White
dude,
Claw
I knew I picked
a
the
good
right producer.
Home drink.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yes. So everybody, if you're a producer and you want to work for Sype, make sure you write, like, we'll give you my drink.
White Claws or Trulies. I don't know.
Yeah,
all right, so speaking of White Claws, you guys know what White Claws are, right? What is this considered? A spiked sparkling water.
Okay,
with a
you?
Hint of a natural flavor. And it's essence. A hard seltzer,
yeah.
they call it.
It's
it
like
has 5% alcohol volume.
Yeah, it's like if you sent a LaCroix to college and like majored in art studies.
Okay.
He's just drunk all the time.
Yeah,
you send a LaCroix to college and he becomes an alcoholic.
Yeah.
That's what these White
Claws
are.
That's what White Claws are. Or Trulies. Or spiked seltzers.
Yeah.
And I just
they're
feel like they're
tasty,
lighter than
and
beers.
And I'm like, okay, I'm like such a slut for a spiked seltzer or like a seltzer in general.
I feel like they get you pretty buzzed. How do you guys feel?
They do because,
yeah.
okay, because you drink them.
I don't
them.
Normally drink them, but I'm going to say they're delightful.
You like them?
Okay,
the couple
so like,
that I've had
you
here.
Drink them, you drink them fast.
How many have
because
you had?
I
think 24.
No, no.
No, like three.
Okay,
that's
because
good amount.
My yeah. thing is like when it comes to these are the perfect, like I know it's fall now, mm-hmm. but like we're in Atlanta, it's hot.
Yep.
And these were the perfect summertime drink because when you're by a pool, usually beers, because most pools don't allow glass, usually yep. beers are perfect because it's aluminum, whatever. But, like, you get bloated and you don't look good in your bathing suit.
I never really thought about it like that.
I do because yeah. I'm a woman and this is what society has made me do. But, but yeah, and then these
you.
Are better because they you. Don't bloat you and you drink them really quick because they're, like, so... They don't taste like alcohol.
We got really far away from our slapper of the yeah. week. But,
we're there. We're back.
I think
I don't know.
Wayne
White Claw
agreed.
Did not pay us. Sponsored yeah. by White Claw. Hashtag ad. Let's go. So, yeah, our slapper of the week is from the Carter 5 album dropped by Lil Wayne this week. And it's called Dedicate. And this song goes really hard. So
it
we're just going to have to
go
in and let's
it.
Have yeah. some fun. All right. Eric, you ready to bob your head, bro?
Yeah.
Don't hurt
let's
yourself.
Go.
If it wasn't for Wayne, it wouldn't be.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Yes! Slapper, let's go!
Got it. No boo, no subject, no paper, no class, no school, no buddies, no haters, no ass, yeah. no boobs, much later, too soon, too bad, too cool, too hot, too lit, too high, too move, too eyes, too view, but too blind, too blue, who lied to you, in the middle field, just up high, to whom, it may consume, kaboom, goddamn, who knew that I am the guru with voodoo that sued you, the high hand with shooters that shoot through the iron man and see
yeah,
through the common, and I hear a diamond, I turn
like,
the goddamn into a god's plan, go over the diagram and
it.
Get to the job, man, watch
like,
for the spot, cam, sit back and watch, and do not watch it, watch hand, give me some time, man. I am the bomb, man. I am gonna swim till I come
yeah.
out on dry land, not on a frying pan. No, we did not land on Plymouth Rock, but it landed on island. Now I'm just buying land back to the block where they got more rock fans than a fucking rock band. Under a rock, man, we need but rock, man. I do what I can to keep it solid as a you know what I'm saying. What's a rock plan?
You tatted your face and changed the culture.
You changed.
You screamed some woo and them gangsters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You bought a Bugatti so you can and most of the bad bitches you
is. I started this shit, I started this shit. I'm the heart of this shit. And the heart doesn't skip. Take the heart bitch, cause bitch, bar,
you are now rocking with side money. Let's get it.
I'm drowning in money.
You are
like,
now rocking with
like,
side money.
Bitch, I go Mars in this bitch. Watch me orbit and shit. For the art of this shit, Andy Warhol and shit. Go retarded this shit. You go sweet tangy, I go tartar in this shit. I'm a bar from this shit. I'm a Marvin and shit. You a orphan little bitch. If I taught you some shit, that's like Harvard little bitch. You ain't talking about shit, but you suffer this shit. Walking like you talking, now you walking this shit. I go Marvel moving on some marvelous shit in the spotlight.
Yeah,
like,
like, when did we breathe?
This is the car of the bitch.
It's so good.
You tied your face and changed the culture. You screamed some woo and them gangsters love. You bought a Bugatti so you can flex.
And this is like early up in the like.
Bitches,
in the roster of songs. They borrowed this shit. I thought of this shit.
They thought it was it. I'm talking this shit. They barking, they sit. Put a fuck in that shit. Which draw to look in? I brought in this shit. The starters get benched. The artists get sent. Then targets get hit. $1 billion smile. I sell myself short if I grin. I'm bargaining then. Apartments and shit. I could park in this shit. In a foreign car that I could talk to and shit. With a cultural bitch, I can talk to and shit. About the culture and shit. How I altered this shit. Tattoos soon. Who got it? Tattoos soon. Who got it? Tattoos soon. Who got it? All of that shit. Just the color of the bitch. Who changed? Soon. Who got it? Tattoos soon. Who got it?
Who got it? Gotta be giving him free cards. Who got it?
Oh my
Yo,
God.
Guys, that's our slapper of the week. It's called Dedicate by Lil Wayne off the Carter 5 album. Guys, we did it. Yeah. We're here. We got some shout outs.
We do.
What do we got?
All right, I'm going to shout out my roommate.
Okay.
Christian.
Oh!
Christian Barrington.
Okay.
Just because.
Dude, are you serious?
No, he's great. No.
I'm just saying, like, she wants to shout out all these different people. It's so random.
What? No.
Like,
he's...
yo, I would like to shout out the guy that mows my lawn.
No, he's great. He's great. And he, you know, always supports me in wanting to eat pizza.
I'm joking.
And
I'm just joking. I support the pizza love. What the hell? Yeah, all right, Christian, love. What up?
Yeah. And he's going to listen now because we shouted him out.
Nice.
So fuck you.
Okay. Yo, she wasn't talking to you, Christian. She's talking to me.
Obviously.
Listen, Eric, do you got a shout out?
Yeah, I actually got three people I want to shout
out. Oh, wow.
Surprise.
Hey, y'all haven't heard of them, but it's some pretty awesome people. It's Cy, V, and Ben.
Oh!
Thanks for having me on.
Yo.
Shout out.
Did you say Ben?
Yeah.
It's Dylan.
Damn it.
It's all good.
You know, that
not
one's on
cool,
me.
Man.
Yeah, my call defense, I got nothing.
Yeah, we've been drinking some White Claws. Get yourself some 5% volume of alcohol.
Okay, yeah,
I'm just riding off that V shout out I did last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good. I mean, Dylan, Ben, same difference.
All here.
Your middle name's Benjamin, right?
No, but Ben actually sounds cool.
I like
he's
that.
He's not like, Dylan, fuck that, right?
It's all right. He's moving away anyways, Dylan. We don't have to put up with him that much longer. Oh, man.
Damn. Okay, wait. Eric, you had like another actual real shout out.
Yeah, I was going to shout out my buddy, Nikhil.
Yeah! Nikhil. That's the homie.
Yeah, he's the homie.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
My other brown friend.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he was at the disco party.
Mm-hmm.
And he
rocking
stole
a sweet wig.
Yeah, he stole our other friend's wig, our other friend Zach's wig, but he wore it and was like, do I need to grow out my hair? Because like this looks amazing.
I think he slept in it, yeah.
he for sure slept in it.
So if you see an Indian guy with shoulder length hair around Atlanta.
You know, who it is.
Hey, you know who it is.
Oh my God, you guys are ridiculous.
Wait, us?
Yeah.
Let's just have a good laugh together. Let's just have a good laugh together.
Anybody that listens to this episode's gonna be like, what the hell?
Yeah. That'd have been perfect.
I don't know, it's just funny. Guys, I'm gonna miss you, Eric. What's going on?
I'm gonna miss y'all too.
Yo, is there any way we can maybe get you to visit and come back and do an episode of Future Bachelor?
Maybe,
some point?
Yeah.
Or do we have to go out west?
Maybe a San Francisco.
We might be able to do on location, get a little update. Maybe we'll get like some of those voice notes that we get and stuff from time to time about something. What does Eric think about something?
Yeah, you can always call me in too.
Cool. Just voice notes, send us
stuff.
Ooh,
yeah. If we like just like bring him in on the phone and like, oh God, I hate my accent.
Yeah. Well, you will forever be a part of Future Bachelor, bro. We actually really appreciate
you. Yeah,
we
love you.
Yeah, man. We love you. And good luck with your endeavors.
It was a good run.
Even though I'm
y'all
sure Dylan is going to wish you, good luck, even though you think
I'll never forget that.
Yes. Dylan, yes.
I made the wrong enemy.
This is awkward. Anyways,
Who are you shouting out, Cy?
Oh, my shout outs. Damn, okay. Who am I shouting out? Oh, I wanted to shout out my homie Brad Smith.
What does Brad Smith do? Is he your pastor?
No, Brad Smith.
Is he your mailman?
No, he's just my homie and he listens to the show.
Oh.
No, and he doesn't need a shout out to listen. He already listens. And I'm not trying to diss your show.
You sure you got his name right? Because be careful.
Yeah, what Christian is it? Already Brad, listens to mine.
Bradley
so.
Smith. But no, he's homies down in Orlando. I'm about to see him next week when I go down for my sister's 30th birthday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. Your sister. Yeah, you guys are like 11 months Irish apart. Twins. Yeah.
So we're going to be both 30 on her birthday. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you got to tell her I say hey.
I will. Definitely. For sure. So shout out to Puma. And shout out to Victor. And then shout out to Bradley Smith. And then I wanted to give a little shout out to Salem. I went out to dinner with Salem last night at Beetle Cat. And Salem was like, hey, why don't you just drop a little shout out on the podcast? I was like, yeah, of course, bro. So shout out to Salem, man. I love you, bro.
Salem is a Midwestern boy.
Yeah, Salem and his company, Naked Capital. If you invest money, holler at him because that guy knows how to make it money.
Honestly, not a fan. Not a fan over here.
Oh yeah,
wow. Not a fan of money.
Yeah, I hate money.
Yeah,
well, almost as much as I hate.
That's why you're on a San Fran.
I'm moving for a promotion, but I hate money.
I hate you. Anyways, all right, guys. Well, yo, that's been episode 28 of Future Bachelor. It's a very special episode. Three hosts and Dylan, the producer.
Dylan, the best.
Yeah. So, guys, thank you for listening. Producer. We'll see you next week for episode 29. Same time, same place. You know where to find us.
Same channel.
Everywhere you love your local podcast. Make sure you
podcast.
Podcast. make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you're leaving a review.
Yeah,
rate.
Give us a rating. Give
five
us
stars.
If a review, if you put like a
follow cute, us on Instagram.
If you give us a cute review, we might shout you out in our story.
Eric, are you gonna get back on
maybe
Instagram or what?
I might. I don't know. Please. I've been
come
off
on,
for a while.
Get on that IG,
California,
bro.
Babe. You're
just,
moving to California.
Be selective of who you put on there.
Just take grams of avocados all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be funny. If you could do like, a parody account of someone living in California.
Oh,
that'd be
Southern Californian.
See, that'd be funny.
But I'm actually from the
like
South.
Calilandia.
Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be funny.
That is kind of
that's
funny.
That's a bit.
That is a bit.
Why don't you call it Portifornia?
Wait, call it what?
Portifornia.
Portifornia.
It's like Portlandia, but about California.
Making fun of California.
Playing off of Portlandia.
You
can
do that.
I was like Portifornia. I mean, you could call it Calilandia.
Calilandia.
Calilandia?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Guys, we're too crazy. Anyways.
It's crazy. It's
I love
wild.
Both of you guys. I've had such a good time.
This has been a good podcast.
Dylan, killing them. Producer, let's go.
D-Man.
Episode 28, guys. We'll see you next week with episode 29 of Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And I am Ben.
And yes, this has been Future. Wait, what? You say Ben?
I bet. Damn, I'm stuck in my head now. I think I'm Eric.
What's your name, bro?
Eric.
Yeah. And then we got Dylan, the producer, in the building. Guys, we'll see you next week. We love you, all right?
Bye.
Later. Deuces.
Dylan, cut it. Future Bachelor Podcast.